Now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here as we get set for week 3 of high school football on Friday night. It's brought to you by Union State Bank, and we are joined now by the Chargers football coach, first-year head coach, Bo Gadwood. Coach, 28-14, a week 2 loss to Jefferson at County North. Of course, they had arguably their best season in school history a year ago, but a lot of fresh faces on their roster. They bounced back, and again, 28-14, just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from the week 2 loss.
Well, sometimes you get beat and sometimes you lose the game. We all handed Judson County North, great team, well-coached team like we thought. They played tough. They played hard. Ourselves, we shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit. You know, had to come back from a lot of penalties, trying to get back, you know, ahead of the downs. Just, you know, not back to the drawing board, but back to the watching the film and correcting the mistakes that need to be corrected and moving on.
Well, second quarter, you got a touchdown, about a 30-yard run from Wyatt Chartier. What did you like about his performance?
Oh, kid ran hard. Ran hard, saw the holes, had very good vision that night. He's a great player, a young kid that, you know, got a lot of upside coming back, you know, for 2 more years. So I got high hopes for this kid.
And I know you had to, you know, we talked after the week 1 game, but you had to deal with some injuries at some key spots. I mean, were there some kids that had to step up or that you had to put in that second game against Jefferson County North who maybe didn't really play at all against Valley Falls? And if so, what'd you think about maybe those kids that had to step up for you?
Hey, that's what you got to do. The answer to the question, yeah, we had to have some kids step up and play positions that they may not got a lot of reps out, but had to get in there and, you know, do their job. But that's part of football. You know, you adapt, you overcome, you push through, you strive to build that tough, intelligent football player. You know, and I think that's kind of what we're doing around here. And with the injuries, you know, it happens. So, yeah, we're going to have some guys step in, especially this week as well.
We're talking with Bo Gadwood, the head coach over at Horton. They got a week 3 tilt against Jackson Heights. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our Horton Locker Room Chat here tonight, presented by Union State Bank. Brandon Tamman joined by the Horton Chargers football coach. That is Bo Gadwood, 1-1 through the first 2 games of the season. But, Coach, we kind of joked a little bit before we got on here tonight about how quickly things move along. It's hard to believe that we're already 3 weeks into this thing.
Yeah, 3 weeks. I can't believe it. It's flying by, you know, and I just, you know, how it flies, you kind of think about those seniors. And, you know, I told them before the season even started, I was like, boys, blink your eyes. We're in the season's going to be over. You know, treasure every moment of this season and don't take it for granted.
Well, let's talk about the week 3 opponents and a team that's right now a top 5 team in the 1A classification in Jackson Heights. They got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball and obviously going to be a tough matchup here in week 3.
You got that right. They got a lot of talent across the board. They're fast. They're physical. You can tell that they've been in the system. They know what's going on, and they're able to play fast because of that. Very tough challenge this week. We look forward to it. We welcome it. It'll be our home opener, so hopefully we'll have a little more juice and be ready to take on those Cobras.
How hard is it to maybe replicate, you know, that athleticism and speed, you know, with the practice squad, you know, throughout the course of preparation? Is it hard to do that?
Yes. It's very hard. You try the best. All you can do is the best you can, set scenarios up. You know, one of our main goals is to make practices, you know, harder than a game is going to be. So hopefully we have our boys prepared the right way and we can go out there and give them a good show.
Let's talk about some expectations and just a few keys for Friday night's game.
Well, like every game, we want to control the ball, and we've done that the last 2 weeks almost to perfection. Last week we had the ball 32 minutes. They only had it 16. It did show on the scoreboard, but that's the type of football we want to play. Just, you know, develop these tough, intelligent kids, you know, with high character and, you know, play tough football and grind it out, control the ball. I mean, I think that's going to be our best bet this week, especially against a talented team like Jackson Heights. We got to control the clock.
There it is. Horton football coach Bo Gadwood joining us again, brought to you by Union State Bank. Jackson Heights at Horton here in week 3, Northeast Kansas League Showdown. You can also watch that broadcast on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and good luck on Friday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks.